Thank you, Colleen. That's a beautiful way to start our ceremony tonight. I'd like to welcome all of you to the House of Faith, Yucaipa Methodist Church, on this beautiful Christmas Eve for our service this evening with lots of music and lots of fellowship. So welcome to each and every one of you. Now I'd like to ask Deb, the Wohlers family, Deb and Paul, to come up and help us light the Advent candle.
Jesus Christ was born in an animal shed in the humble town of Bethlehem, which was not a place for a king. The wise men were among the few who recognized Jesus as a newborn king. The sinful world wrongly accused and crucified its king, but God raised him from the dead and crowned him King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
On this Christmas Eve, we light the candles of Christ the King.
Luke 1:26 through 33. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end."
Let us pray. Dear Jesus, you left your throne high above and humbled yourself to come to this weary world on Christmas. You established your kingdom of love, peace, and justice on Calvary. May this world hear the glad tidings once more that you are our Lord and King. May every knee bow and every tongue confess that you are Christ the King. Amen.
If you would please stand as you are able for our opening hymn, Angels We Have Heard on High, number 238, 1 through 3.
Come to Bethlehem and see, Christ was birth, the angels sing. Humbled on bended knee, Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
You may be seated.
Let us all pray together. We are forever grateful that you came down to this humble earth from high above, that you left your glory with the angels in your kingdom to come and embrace us sinners, that we may find the hope of salvation, that we may find light at the end of the dark tunnel that we've been walking on. We recognize your presence in our lives, and every year when we celebrate your coming in this world, we are reminded of your presence. Regardless what we've been through this year, regardless whatever going on in this world, you are with us. And that's the fact, O Lord. No one can deny it. So may we accept this reality in spite of all the pains and suffering we see in this world today. You are there for us and you are with us. So Lord, give us this assurance of your presence, that we may celebrate life in the midst of pain and suffering. So come unto us through the power of your Holy Spirit tonight, O Lord, and touch us individually. Touch our loved ones. Touch all those who need your healing presence, the presence of your peace, that they may be reminded once more that you are there with them and for them. So, Lord, we ask you to come unto us through your Holy Spirit and visit us and shine your light in all the dark corners we have. When you shine your light, O Lord, we know the darkness cannot resist your light. So we ask you to do that again. Shine your light unto us, that we may see you, that we may find hope in the midst of hopelessness, that we may receive courage to continue on. So we thank you. We receive this gift of Emmanuel in our hearts and in our lives. And as we are so grateful for your presence, for what you have done for us, we give you this token of our thankfulness in our hearts and in our lives, and ask you to receive it, that it may be used to build your kingdom, the kingdom of Emmanuel in this world today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We do have plates in the back of the narthex, so please feel free to place something in the plate as you leave this evening, envelopes or in the pews. Thank you. Our scripture reading this evening comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, the birth of Jesus the Messiah. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to divorce her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from the sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had given birth to a son, and he named him Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. God.
Merry Christmas to you all here and all those who have come to join us via Zoom. And I want to recognize them, if you would allow me. Merry Christmas again, June and Joyce, and Mike, and also Connie, Alita, and Mel. I know many of you are here, and you are familiar with this beautifully decorated sanctuary. We are the prettiest church in town. And I mean, you know, this is a gorgeous, gorgeous sanctuary, as you can all tell. I pray that as you worship with us this morning, you will have a visit from the Holy Spirit, visit from the Lord, that you may receive the assurance of Christ's presence in your life, wherever you are. May you be reminded of this very fact, that Jesus is with you. Now, I'd like to share a short message in that regard. We are very familiar with this phrase, Emmanuel. That's a Hebrew. Hebrew has a lot of prefix word that speak of with me, with you, with us, and to you, to me, to us, those kinds of a prefix. And the Immanu is one of those prefixes. And Immanu means with us, Immanu. El, as you know, El is God, right? So Immanuel means God with us. God is with us, with you individually. So let us remember that once more. I'd like to share a beautiful story written by Rachel Montrose, and the title is The Christmas Man. Last Christmas was a very difficult time for me. My family and all of my close friends were back home in Florida, and I was all alone in a rather cold California. I was working too many hours and became very sick. I was working a double shift at the Southwest airline ticket counter. It was about 9 p.m. on Christmas Eve, and I was feeling really miserable inside. There were a few of us working and a very few customers waiting to be helped. When it was time for me to call the next person to the counter, I looked out to see the sweetest looking old man standing with a cane. he walked very slowly over to the counter and in the faintest voice told me that he had to go to New Orleans. I tried to explain to him that there were no more flights that night and that he would have to go in the morning. He looked so confused and very worried. I tried to find out more information by asking if he had a reservation or if he remembered when he was supposed to travel. But he seemed to become more confused with each question. He just kept saying, "She said I have to go to New Orleans." After much time, I was able to at least find out that this old man was dropped off at the curb on Christmas Eve by his sister-in-law and told to go to New Orleans, where he had family. She had given him some cash and told him just to go inside and buy a ticket. When I asked if he could come back tomorrow, he said that she was gone and that he had no place to stay. He then said he would wait at the airport until tomorrow. Naturally, I felt a little ashamed. Here I was feeling very sorry for myself and about being alone on Christmas. When this angel named Clarence McDonald was sent to me to remind me of what being alone really meant, it broke my heart. Immediately I told him we would get it all straightened out, and our customer service agent helped to book him a seat for the earliest flight the next morning. We gave him the senior citizen's fare, which gave him some extra money for traveling. About this time, he started to look very tired, and when I stepped around the counter to ask him if he was all right, I saw that his leg was wrapped in a bandage. He had been standing on it that whole time, holding a plastic bag full of clothes. I called for a wheelchair. When the wheelchair came, we all stepped around to help him in, and I noticed a small amount of blood on his bandage. I asked how he hurt his leg, and he said that he had just had bypass surgery and an artery was taken from his leg. Can you imagine? This man had had heart surgery and then shortly afterwards was dropped up at the curb to buy a ticket with no reservation to fly to New Orleans alone. I never really had a situation like this, and I wasn't sure what I could do. I went back to my supervisors if we could find and ask my supervisors and could if we could find a place for him to stay. They both said yes, and they obtained a hotel voucher for Mr. McDonald for one night and a meal ticket for dinner and breakfast. When I came back out, we got his plastic bag of clothes and came together and gave the porter a tip to take him downstairs to wait for the airport shuttle. I bent down to explain the hotel, food, and itinerary again to Mr. McDonald, and then patted him on the arm and told him everything would be just fine. As he left, he said, "Thank you," bent his head and started to cry. I cried too. When I went back to thank my supervisor, she just smiled and said, "I love stories like that. He is your Christmas man." What would have happened to McDonald if the airport clerk did not open her heart to help a stranger in need? McDonald would have stayed in the airport alone on Christmas. Even worse things could have happened to him. The old man could have been a nuisance to her, but the clock took him in as a Christmas man and was there for him and with him. You know, there is a price to pay to be with someone. Jesus is our Emmanuel. God came down from heaven above to this humble earth to be with us. In the end, Emmanuel cost the life of the only Son of God. Emmanuel was a very dangerous proposition to Mary and Joseph. There were a lot of fears and worries involved in the proposition. Mary put herself in potential danger of ruining her purity and dignity, followed by excommunication from a close-knit community. The pregnancy of Joseph's fiancée before the official marriage could have caused frustration and anger, both to Mary and Joseph. God's plan for Emmanuel might have sounded ridiculous, and they could have dismissed it without a second thought. But they yielded to God's plan, even though Emmanuel could have ruined their marriage, and they would have lost their honor and respect in their community. Do you know that God has commissioned us to be with our Christian man or Christian woman or Christmas man, Christmas woman, and Christmas children? To be with our Christmas man costs us and may require our energy, financial resources, pain, time, and whatever we have. And we call this Christmas person, man, our cross to carry. Who and where is this Christmas man in our life? The Christmas man is not necessarily far away, but close to us. He may be an unworthy husband, or she may be an unloving wife, or they may be children with problems, or neighbors who are a pain in the butt. They may be people in our own church and our workplaces. They may be a stranger we have never met before. But our transitory presence may mean light in the dark to them. Being with someone in need definitely costs us, but it guarantees Christmas joy to the one whom we are with. Amen.
We now will have a series of songs by our chancel choir. Thank you.
us not into temptation, but deliver us from
We are going to begin the process of lighting the candles that you were given. I'm going to demonstrate for safety purposes. The lights will be dimming, but Pastor and I will be coming down to the outside or the inside aisles, and we will be holding our candle like this. If the person taking the light would please lean theirs over and then hold it upright, and that's how you will pass it across the pews. So we want everyone to be safe. Oh.
must together proclaim the holy birth and praises sing to God the King and peace to all the earth. Hark, the herald angel sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. The triumph of the sky, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adore, Christ in everlasting Lord. Holding calm, offspring of a virgin's womb, veiled in flesh and Godhead seed, held incarnate deity, lives with us in flesh to dwell, Jesus Son Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the new.
Just hold the candle a little bit away from your face, okay? And we're gonna have a, I'm gonna give you a little bit of a serious time of silent prayer. So whatever you have in your heart, you may not be able to share it with others, just keep it in yourselves. Or something that you have love and care for your loved ones and that particular person is in need of God's healing touch. Whatever your prayer may be, you may want to lift up your prayers at this time in silence. So let us pray.
And now we will have a responsive prayer of light. If you will stand as you are able. Please be careful with your candles. Okay. O God, the creator of light, you brought chaos to order by your light. When the world was governed by darkness, you brought forth light through the redeeming grace of your Son, Jesus. O Jesus, the light of the world, you triumphed over sin by your cross
and revealed the justice of God with mercy and presented the joy of salvation to the homeless.
O Holy Spirit, the indwelling light within our souls, you cast gloom from our hearts. Your light heals our brokenness and transforms sadness into gladness. Your light regenerates the warmth of your presence within us. Your light gives us hope, courage, and strength to carry on. May we boldly declare, however depressing darkness may seem, it cannot stand the light of God. May your light bring peace and comfort to our heart, our homes, and our workplaces, our churches, and the world. All of Jesus, Emmanuel. Amen.
Amen.
And our last song, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your King. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Let us pray. Lord, we have heard the good news of Emmanuel, that you are with us. Even when we doubt your presence, you are there. And when we see you, we rejoice finding you in our life. So, Lord, send us forth with this good news of your presence in our life, that we may overcome any difficulties that we meet ahead of us, that we may continue to be victorious with this faith in your presence in our lives. Therefore, send us forth in your peace. Amen.
Amen.
And let us take this moment together. Now you can blow your candles off and pass the peace of Christ with each other and greet one another with Christmas greetings. If you would, take the poinsettias from the altar. Poinsettias home with you. Poinsettias.
sense.